Can I know how you feel?
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Morning. It's certainly good to be in the number one more time. We just thank God for another day, a day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Are you just grateful to be alive this morning? We just thank God that we are here to give witness to the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for us, and just to be thankful and bless his name, because we should always bless his name. In it, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you have breath in your body this morning, you should praise Jesus, because he's allowed you to be here for another day. The blood is still running warm in your veins, and you're still breathing in and breathing out his oxygen. He's giving you the breath of life. You're breathing. Thank God. And if you can walk, you can walk. You can have the use and activity of your limbs. There's a lot to be grateful and thankful for. We can open our eyes and see. And if you can't see, you're still alive. Thank God, because you could be sleeping, resting in your grave. But you still have another opportunity. Still have another opportunity to break the bread of life with us, to get into this word and to just fellowship with the Lord and let the Holy Spirit just have his way. Because we're living in some perilous times right now. The times we're living in, we're going to see some stuff. But God is steady keeping us. God is still in charge, and Jesus already paid the price for us. So we're going to have to go through. We're going to have to walk this thing out. But we have the victory. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So we have to remember that. No matter what you're going through this morning, there is hope. There is hope. Jesus come and laid down his life and picked it back up again. God sacrificed God for us that we might live. That we might have life and have it more abundantly, that we might have eternal life, because the wages of sin is death. We were on our way to a burning hell. The wages of sin, you're going to die if you sin, but there's forgiveness, there's hope at the cross, resurrection power of the cross, but Jesus got up, that means we can get up, with that there's hope for tomorrow, that we don't have to be afraid. That we have another chance. He's the God of another chance. Not just one more chance, but another chance and another chance and another chance. But we have to take advantage of it. We have to walk by faith and receive him. Because everything in this world system is failing. But Jesus, but the kingdom of God is going to stand and reign forever. So we have to put our trust and our faith in the Lord Jesus. And I'm just so grateful and just so thankful this morning for what Christ did. Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, we bless your name this morning. Most gracious and eternal Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Oh, Lord, we thank you that there's many ways to different places, but there's only one way to God and to heaven, and that's through you, Jesus, and the finished work on the cross. And we thank you this morning. We bless you and we magnify you. We ask that you just come into our hearts right now and have your way, Lord, as we dive into your word. Lord God, just open it up to us, open us up, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in your word, Lord. Speak through us, Lord God. Preach to us. Minister through us, Lord God. It is not us, but it's all about you. Holy Spirit, touch right now all those that are listening. Let the soil of their hearts be conducive that the seeds will be planted in good soil, that some will plant, some will water, but it's only God that will bring the increase. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now this morning for your Holy Spirit going out, touching the hearts of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord God, for drawing those to you that don't know you, Lord God, that are caught up in the world in a sin, a web of sin. Lord God, draw them right now by your Spirit, because, Lord, they can't come unless you draw them by your Spirit. The backslider, the one who slipped off, help them come back, Lord, into the fold. Touch their hearts this morning, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord, for those that are sick this morning, that you're sending and pouring out your healing virtue right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are a divine healer. You're not practicing anything. You are a divine healer. You know the very number of hairs on our head, Lord. You created us in your image and after your likeness, Lord God. So let your light so shine in us, Lord, that men will see our good works and glorify you, God. Because it's all about you, God, not about us. Lord, help us to be able to draw folk to you, Jesus, by the anointing that's on our lives. Let it draw them to you, Lord, not to us and our platforms, but to you. Because we can't share your glory. We can't borrow your glory. We give all the glory, the honor, and the praise to you, Lord Jesus, because you're worthy and it belongs to you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you right now for the owners of this radio station, the technician, the men and women of God who come in and make it happen, all those who come in preaching, teaching, and ministering your gospel. Lord God, bless them, anoint them right now, Lord. Lift them up, Lord God. Lift them up right now, whatever they're going through, Lord Jesus. We're all dealing with something right now, Lord, because we're living in some tumultuous times, Lord, some perilous times, some rough times, Lord. But we know that you said in your word that you would not leave us and you would not forsake us. Lord, we know that you're right there with us. You're carrying us when we can't see the footprints. You're carrying us, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus. We lay it all on the altar this morning. We come, but we come before the throne of grace, seeking your mercy, Lord. We thank you for having mercy on us right now, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, though they be many, Lord. Meet our greatest need to have a closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you now like never before. We need you, Lord. We're walking by faith, Lord. We're walking. Let us be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, Lord, that they will see us, Lord, and they will see you, but they won't see us. Lord, we thank you that we are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because when God look at us, he don't see us. He see the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's cross. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the blood. The blood will never lose its power. We plead the blood right now over every situation, circumstance that will come against the body of Christ, Lord, that will come against all those that will want to receive you, but the enemy's trying to hinder them, trying to block them. Lord, we plead the blood over right now, over these airlines, over these airwaves right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Take authority right now. Take authority, Lord. We come praying from the third heaven, Lord God, binding and locking up the first and the second heaven where the prince of the power of the air is, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come from a sovereign place, Lord, because we're already seated with you in heavenly places, Lord, and we thank you right now, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God. Give us the wisdom and knowledge and understanding to draw more unto you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you right now. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. We need you. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in this journey. It's not easy. It's not easy, Lord. You never said it was going to be easy, but you said you'd already have overcome this world. So be of good cheer. And we come this morning of good cheer. Yes, realizing that you're our strength, Lord. You're our strength. And we can do nothing outside of your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and strengthening us. Because it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. By your Spirit. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God this morning for Jesus. Amen. And we thank Jesus for the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Paracletus. Another one, just like Jesus, the Comforter, a part of Jesus. That Spirit that's living on the inside of us. We thank God because we couldn't do it without him. We couldn't do it. I don't want to try to do it without him, because in this flesh dwell no good thing, and we can't do it in the natural. It takes the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost to help us do what we need to do, to love the unlovable, huh? To love our enemies and pray for them. It takes the Holy Spirit. We can't just do that naturally. We can't just do it naturally. So we thank Jesus for the Holy Spirit right now dwelling on the inside of us. And this morning we're looking at Romans 4. And I'm going to read verses 9 through 12. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads as thus. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. Amen, amen. And Paul would argue, you know, he's letting them know that, look, and the verses before that says that David and Abraham, both of them knew that blessed is the man, huh? Blessed is the man, blessed, unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So David and Abraham knew, both of them knew. And David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. Even King David, a type of messianic king, knew the truth of the words he penned in Psalm 32, 1 through 2, which Paul quotes in verse 7 and 8. And as believers, our iniquities are forgiven and our sins are covered. Hallelujah. That's enough to shout about right there. Blessed is the man. We deserve to be punished. We deserve to die for our sins. But it was imputed to us righteousness because of our faith. The reason the believer's sin are not reckoned to him is that they have been imputed to Christ Jesus. So guess what? The reason why our sins ain't imputed to us, we don't get what we deserve, because Christ took on our sins. That's what was going on in the Garden of Gethsemane. All our sins was placed on him. Huh? It was resting on him. The government, it was resting on Christ. All that's why it says that his sweat was like blood. It wasn't blood, but the sweat was so intense in the garden because it was all coming home to rest on him. All of our sins, past, present, and future sins, were resting on Christ because he took on our sins. Huh? So it wasn't imputed to us. It wasn't reckoned to us. It wasn't put in our account. The sins that we were walking in, that we were living in, that we were practicing. But it was imputed to us for righteousness. Huh? We were made the righteousness of God because we believe, because we receive Christ. And the finished work, we receive him as our Lord and Savior. Huh? And because the work that he did, he took on, he paid our sin debt. He paid the penalty. He took on our sin. Huh? He put it on. That's why the Father turned away from him on the cross, because he couldn't look on the sin. But he knew his son had to take and do. That was the only thing that would redeem man. Huh? He had to shed the blood. He had to shed his blood. Man blood couldn't do it, but it had to be the spotless lamb. So our sins were laid on him, and that's just like somebody taking all your debt, no matter how much it is, and giving you a clean slate, giving you a clean slate, a fresh start. Saying, now look, you got a fresh start. Now what you gonna do with it? And that's what happens when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, huh? We die to the old man, the old woman, huh? And we put on the newness of life. Huh? We put on the newness of life. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. So the old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're walking in the newness of life. That's good news, y'all. That is the good news. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. And not only that, but his ascension and where he's seated at right now at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He's continually pleading our case as the devil, the slewfoot, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, is coming and accusing the brethren. Christ is still making intercession for us, because I paid the price. I can hear it now. They're covered under the blood. So when God look at us, he see the blood. He don't see us and our sins because of what Christ did. Paul has well argued that justification is by faith alone. We can't be justified by any other way. We can't be in right standing with God no other way than by faith in the finished work on the cross. Jesus paid it all. That's why he said, it is finished. It is finished. And these times we're living in, we're going to have faith. The Bible says that when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Will we be still standing in faith? We're going to go through some stuff, but he's going to give us the strength to go through, and he's going to make a way for us out of no way. And inflation and everything is going higher, and they're coming at us from every end, insurance companies and the gas prices and the food and war and rumors of war and famine and just all kind of evil shootings and people just killing with no regard for human life. But Jesus is still keeping us in the midst of it, in the midst of all we're going through, and he's going to make a way for us. He's going to make a way for us. So we have to put our faith in Jesus and the finished work on the cross. It's not easy, because as we see things going on around us and we hear the news and stuff, most time I don't even listen to the news. But you see the newspapers and stuff like that, and the news, if it's a genuine news, because a lot of that news is fake news. They just doing something, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, crazy stuff sells, you know, calamities and all kind of murder and mayhem, all that stuff sells. So a lot of times they're gonna elevate that. You never hear them really talking about what good is being done in the land. How many folk that are coming to Christ? How many folk that are good Samaritans that are leading folk to Christ and feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and giving drink to those that are thirsty? You never hear about that type of stuff. But it's lining up with the word and where we at right now. All these things have been prophesied and they will come to pass. But we have to put our faith. That's all we have. We can't put our faith in the world system. Look at the world system. They're talking about everything from the dollar collapsing to worldwide famine to everything. It's all coming apart at the seams, but it's not caught God off his guard, because he already knew. Because if you look at his word, these things are already prophesied. These things, he gave it to the prophets to prophesy. He gave it to the apostles and all them, the men that was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write this, so we would have a guide, huh? Biblical instructions before leaving earth. We have a guide. So we have to stick to the guide. This is our constitution. We have to stick to this right here. And if it don't line up with the word of God, then don't let it trouble you, because God gonna make a way. But we just have to trust him. He wanna know, are we gonna trust him? Huh? Are you gonna trust him? So his illustration by the lives of Abraham and David, that God has never worked a principle of justification by works. We couldn't do nothing to earn it. Our best on our best day ain't nothing but filthy rags. That's all it is. So you can't be justified by works. Yet it is difficult for the Jews, the sons of Abraham, to accept that they may be justified in exactly the same way as the heathen Gentiles. They didn't want to believe it, that they could be accepted, that, you know, the Gentiles could be accepted the same way, and they could call Abraham father. Huh? They didn't believe that, but because they thought you had to be in works because they was under the law. And the law, you was condemned already. But the thing about it is, they said that you had to be circumcised, huh, to be in the covenant of Moses, in the old covenant under the law. But Abraham was already, imputed righteousness because of his faith. And so was David. So and they were not circumcised until later on. So that's all this is saying is that, you know, it is true that both pre-law Abraham and under the law David received righteousness. They both received righteousness. But so the Jew would agree, both of them were also circumcised later on. They were circumcised. Since the circumcision is the sign of the covenant between God and his chosen people, Genesis 17, 9 through 14. You know what I'm saying? It is not possible that this was the ground for their justification. So they weren't justified by being circumcised. That's what I'm saying. They were already justified by their faith. By their faith, because they believed God. They believed God, and it was imputed to them for righteousness. It said that David was a man after God's own heart. And David was a man of war. But he still loved God. He loved God. He danced and praised God so much that he danced out of his clothes. But Abraham just walked by faith. Huh? He told him to leave the land of Ur, the Chaldees, and go to a place I'm gonna send you. And Abraham wasn't a Jew. You understand what I'm saying? But it was imputed him for righteousness because he believed God. He believed God. And so that's what we have to do. Believe God. Believe the finished work of Jesus Christ. This ain't no joke. This is real, y'all. This is real. So the blessedness, that's a blessing. You are blessed because our sins commanded that we be put to death, huh? But it was imputed to us for righteousness because we believe and we have faith. And that's what we must do. We must have faith in Christ. Faith was reckoned unto Abraham for righteousness. This immediately prompts the question as to the timing of the reckoning of righteousness. So it wasn't after he was circumcised. It was before. When he walked out on faith and he believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. When God told him to go to a place he's going to, think about this. Now, Abraham was about 75 years old. And his wife was 10 years younger than him, but they were seasoned folk. They were seasoned folk. To leave everything that you're familiar with, because I don't want you to put your faith in that. I don't want you to believe in that. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what I want you to do. And I'm going to make your name great. Because you believe, huh? You're going to be called the father of faith. Huh? And I'm gonna make many nations, huh? Many nations out of you gonna come out of your loins, and you ain't got now, child. Huh? You your body's dead, Abraham, and your wife is barren. Huh? You seasoned and you well past your childbearing ages. Huh? So this is the point that I'm making. God moves miraculously when it's out of our hands. When you've done all you can do, you just right for a miracle, because it's not about you. Man can't help you. The clinic, the scientists, huh? They ain't nothing they got in the lab that can help you. No man could have did this. Only God. So therefore, when it seems like all hope is gone, you just right. When you land flat on your back, you just right for a miracle, because flesh is out the way. Huh? Your natural reasoning and thinking is out the way. Now it's a supernatural God. A supernatural God can move. He can give you a miracle. Because long as we trying to do it our way And we all know that Abraham and Sarah tried to help. They tried to help. Huh? It was Abram and Sarai then. They tried to help. They tried to help God out because she gave Hagar to him, her Egyptian maid servant, her little maid. So, you know, tried to help him out, but then she got mad at the girl because she done conceived. Now she got something that you ain't got. But not only that, I believe Hagar got an attitude in the house. She got an attitude because now she done moved from her position. And she's been elevated because now she's with the priest of the house, huh? And she's produced something that the woman of the house couldn't. So that gives her make her think that she's entitled, you know. So Sarah, she got upset with it. But this is all because they tried to help God out, you know. And God still blessed Ishmael, the child that came out of that union, but Isaac was the blessing. Isaac was the only son that God told him to take and give for a sacrifice. Huh? So you got to trust God. And Abraham, over and over again, he trusts God. He trusts God because he knew that God was big enough and God enough to raise him up. If he took the promise and had him to sacrifice it, guess what? He's God. He's God enough to raise him up because he said that seed was gonna be the seed of the world, huh? Of all nations, the whole world was gonna be blessed because of that seed, because of Abraham and that seed that was gonna come from Sarah's womb. So we have to trust God, and we can't be fickle about it, huh? Because man is fickle, you know. One day we trust, next day we in disbelief and unbelief. But we have to pray, Lord, help my unbelief, huh? Help my unbelief, because as things start to unravel, our faith is going to be tested. It's being tested right now. And there's more to come. There's more to come. And so we have to really believe God. Abraham, the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith. So guess what? Abraham walked in it uncircumcised, but he was still counted the righteous of God. So we're not justified by no works. And you're going to keep hearing me say that. Ain't nothing you can do to earn it. Only thing you need to do is receive it. It's a precious gift by grace. For by grace are we saved through faith. And faith is the key. If you don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't walk this life out. Huh? You can walk it out, but you're going to be miserable and you're going to suffer. But if you walk by faith, God will count it to you for righteousness. Huh? He will impute it to you. You will be in right standing and he will make a way for you. There's no other way but Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Keep the faith. Until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. When I came to live in Port St. Lucie, I felt a calming spirit say, you don't have to go to church. You're a Christian. Christ is in you. You don't have to pray. Que sera, sera, what will be, will be.